Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, I'm pleased to say, joined by my colleague and friend at the Center for Security Policy, Claire Lopez, our Vice President for Research and Analysis. She is a longtime specialist in, well, various aspects of the war for the free world, including roughly 20 years of service as an operations officer in the Central Intelligence Agency's clandestine service, in the course of which she served in a number of garden spots of the universe and knows a lot about the kinds of challenges that we have been facing for some time in various parts of the planet. It is a pleasure to have her back as one of the go-to resources for us at the Center for Security Policy on so many issues involving particularly the global Islamic movement, as it calls itself, and Sharia supremacism. We'll be talking with her about that and much more in the course of two segments. Claire, it's so good to have you back. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. I'm glad to be with you again.
Let me start by asking you about a subject that you've really been a duty expert on for not just those of us here at the center, but I think for people in this country and across the world, namely Iran. Claire, we have been treated to a sort of ongoing internal turmoil in the Trump administration with respect to what I think of as the Obama bomb deal. What is your current reading, Claire, as to the president's view on this? He says he's made up his mind about it, but he hasn't shared with us to date what he will do. What's your betting?
Well, I think that he has indicated in various speeches, certainly at the United Nations, but also prior and to that and since then, that he really does not want to recertify Iran as compliant with the so-called Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, or the nuclear deal with Iran, when that next due date comes up in the middle of October. So I'm expecting that he will not recertify.
And there's talk within his official circle that he may not recertify, but he may not actually withdraw from this agreement, that somehow he would seek to negotiate it from inside. Is that a practicable idea, let alone a good one, Claire Lopez?
No, I don't think so at all. And I certainly hope that's not the course he decides to take. There are so many reasons why Iran is not compliant, is in fact in material breach of this deal. As a matter of fact, our colleague and friend at the center here, Fred Flights, has written about many of these breaches at the National Review Online. And I myself also wrote a piece not long ago outlining exactly how Iran is violating the deal.
Give us some examples, if you would, Claire, because I think this is so material to what the president's being asked to do.
Well, certainly, for example, the way the Iranians have been sort of flirting with some of the specific provisions of the deal that Fred, for example, has pointed out, overproducing heavy water, for example. And now we read that they have probably produced more centrifuges than they were allowed to, but because many of them broke, they sort of, in a way, stayed within the limits, but not on purpose. But the most important reason why the president should not recertify this Iran deal, nuclear deal, is that Iran has had a clandestine nuclear weapons program since the late 1980s. It has never not had a clandestine nuclear weapons program. It continues to this day. These provisions of the JCPOA, in particular a section called Section T, absolutely get at the breaches, plural, that Iran is involved in all kinds of activities, unfortunately too many of them hidden.
Yeah, that goes to the heart of the question, because we're often told by promoters of this deal that it has the most intrusive on-site inspection regimen in history. And Claire Lopez, what you just said there is so critical, that there are military installations on which this kind of activity is taking place, including deeply buried underground facilities. that the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is not actually inspecting at all. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Primary among these, I would name a place called Parchin. And this is a military base under the control of the Iranian Department of Defense, where it's been publicly demonstrated Iran continues a clandestine nuclear weapons program, including work, R&D work, research and development work on warheads, as well as the triggers to set off the warhead explosions. But because that is off base to IAEA inspectors, and there is absolutely nothing in the JCPOA that actually obligates Iran to open any place it doesn't feel like opening, only it provides a long, drawn-out process for requests to be made. Because of that, no inspectors are allowed and have been inside of Parchin.
So we can only speculate on what's going on in those facilities, but there's every reason to believe, based on what we are seeing, what we have been able to ascertain, that there's more illegal activity going on there. All the more reason why the president should neither recertify compliance on the Iranians' part nor continue to allow us to be bound by this agreement. Claire Lopez, let me switch gears if I could, please. The president has, speaking of Iran, modified somewhat the arrangements by which he is precluding or at least restricting immigration from countries like Iran. In fact, he added several countries to the list, North Korea and Venezuela, as well as Chad, I believe. Talk a little bit about the latest tweaking of this so-called travel ban, I think more accurately this immigration pause, but particularly as it relates to trying to restrict the migration to this country of people who are hostile to us.
Well, that's exactly the point of these executive orders that the president has been trying to get enforced over these last several months. Unfortunately blocked previously each time by activist judges who do not seem to view the threat the same way the president and many of us do. And that threat, just as you say, Frank, is exactly from those who would come to this country, whether on an immigrant or a non-immigrant visa, as an immigrant or as a refugee, with less than 100% intent to abjure and renounce allegiance to every other legal system or system in the world, including Sharia, and rather to pledge allegiance only to the U.S. Constitution. And until we can sort out how to vet, how to do background checks for people on that basis, extreme vetting is what the president called it on the campaign trail, then we really do need a pause in our programs.
We do indeed. One of the things that, as you know, Claire, we've done at the center, in addition, I should have mentioned it earlier, a letter signed by 45 experts on this whole issue of the Iran non-compliance question and the need to jettison the JCPOA, which you can find at securefreedom.org. There's also a link there to a briefing that a number of us put together for the Supreme Court, a so-called amicus brief, that makes the case that the president is looking ultimately not to simply pause immigrants coming here, but to ensure that those who do come are, as you say, Claire Lopez, carefully vetted. He said extreme vetting. Our view of this is that there should be a filter that specifically looks for that proclivity that you mentioned a moment ago, Claire, namely an adherence to Sharia, a desire to see it triumphant in this country as well as elsewhere in the world, a very problematic, indeed quite dangerous sort of feedstock for jihadism and threats of various kinds to those of us who would not submit. Claire, we're going to talk more about all of this on the other side of a quick break. When we come back, we will specifically discuss how the civilization jihad is working in this country and in Europe and elsewhere to silence free speech, that and more, with Claire Lopez, the Vice President for Research and Analysis at the Center for Security Policy, right after this.
to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.